The Kansas City Royals wrapped up a 2018 Major League season that included 104 losses. Only 62 teams in the long history of Major League Baseball have lost more games in a campaign. But surprisingly, there's a tremendous amount of optimism for next season amongst the fan base, the players, and the KC front office. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to today's Sports and Commentary Show. This is a program that you help to sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give anytime or learn more at WWIB.com. KC has a bunch of talented youngsters and an emerging superstar at second in Whit Merrifield, the Major's top base stealer. Whit Merrifield is with me on the show today. He led the bigs in hits, and he batted 304. So last season, 104 losses. You can't make it look good. It was a tough year for you and the ball club, Whit. How agonizing was it for you to go through that kind of season?
Yeah, it's tough. You never want to show up to the park and lose. But we did it a lot last year, and it was what it was. Kind of, it was at the end of the year. At the beginning of the year, we thought we had a much better team than we did, but we didn't play it to our capabilities, and it was tough to go through. But I think the guys that are coming back next year, I think we learned from what went on this year, and we know that we don't ever want to go through what we went through last year. So we're motivated and determined to change some things and to have a better year this coming year than we did last year.
Sure. Y'all picked up a couple of Rule 5 guys in the offseason, added Chris Owens and Billy Hamilton, the fleet-footed outfielder at Cincinnati. You led the league in steals last season. We know what Hamilton can do on the base paths, and Mondesi on your team is a base swiper, so I guess opposing catchers beware this upcoming season, huh?
Yeah, that's kind of the way our team is going to be made up. It seems like a fast defensive team, and hopefully we can have some pitchers step up and throw well for us. And if that's the case, there's an old saying goes that pitching and defense wins championships. So hopefully we can get some good pitching and play solid defense and hit enough to win some games.
Yeah. So is that green light going to always be on this year?
Yeah, it's always on. We're gonna have some more guys ready to steal bases than we had last year. So it'll be an exciting time in KC.
Well, you've been there with some big boppers in the lineup. Now you got this fast team. You like small ball better?
I do. It fits me well, and I think it fits the ballpark we play in well. We play in the biggest park in baseball and the most difficult park to hit a home run in baseball. So it benefits us to have guys that are fast and guys that can cover the big gaps in Kauffman Stadium.
Yeah. Well, your skipper, Ned Yost, said that you can play outfield, you can play first as well as second base. Any ideas of how the club might shift you defensively this year?
I don't know. I'll prepare like I'm going to be the second baseman, and that's what I did last year, and there was a need for me in center field sometimes, and I'm comfortable doing that. So wherever I show up to the park, I'll check the lineup, and whatever position I'm slated to play in, I'll get ready to play that position that night.
All right. So going forward, what do you think, Whit, are the biggest needs of this team, the biggest challenges for the Kansas City Royals in 2019?
Really just trying to figure out ways to win games. We have a young team. There's a lot of young guys. We're mixed in with a couple of veterans, but a lot of young guys that haven't played on the stage yet that we want to be on. So a little bit of inexperience, but at the same time, we have an exciting team that has a lot of talent. So hopefully we can put together a good season and open some eyes.
Yeah. this past fall, you were part of a Major League All-Star team that went to Asia, to Japan, to promote the game. Tell me about that.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun going over to Japan and seeing their culture and playing baseball over there in front of their fans. Baseball is a huge deal over there, so that was exciting, and we had a good time. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. So what made the biggest impression on you over there?
The culture, really. Tokyo is such a big city. It's similar to New York, and even it's even a little bigger and more populated. But there's no trash on the ground anywhere. There's no the foot traffic isn't nearly as bad because people are just they know what they're doing, and they respect each other. So, you know, they don't go and eat a sandwich and throw the wrapper on the ground. They wait until they see a trash can and throw it away. And everyone's like that. And it was eye opening to see a whole culture be that way. And it was pretty cool.
That is cool. That's good. All right, Whit Merrifield, the Kansas City Royals second baseman, played college ball at the University of South Carolina. In fact, was the hero for the Gamecocks in the 2010 College Baseball World Series in Omaha with a walk-off base hit to win that title. I think we'll talk about that next time here with you, Whit. More baseball, Major League Baseball, and have you share about your faith in Jesus, your personal relationship with him coming up as well. Whit Merrifield, thank you for coming by today. We will talk soon. God bless you.
Thank you.